This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military said it was carrying out an operation against Hamas in the Gaza Strip's El Shifa Hospital on Wednesday and urged all members of the militant group in the hospital to surrender. Less than an hour earlier, a Gaza Health Ministry spokesman said Israel had told officials in the enclave that it would raid the Shifa Hospital complex in the coming minutes. The U.S. says it has intelligence backing Israeli claims that militants are using Gaza hospitals to support military operations. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Israel says Hamas is hiding in the sprawling facility and in tunnels underneath, using civilians as human shields. The U.S. now agrees.
We have information that confirms that Hamas is using that particular hospital for a command and control node and probably storage of equipment, weapons.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says militants have also used Shifa and other hospitals to hold hostages. Gaza's health ministry denies that militants are using Shifa and says it's invited international organizations to investigate. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Tuesday he's engaged in daily discussions to secure the release of hostages held by the Hamas militant group and believes it will happen.
I'm talking with people involved every single day. I believe it's going to happen, but I don't want to get into detail.
What's your message for the families?
Hang in there. We're coming.
There were tens of thousands of demonstrators in Washington on Tuesday for a march for Israel to show solidarity with Israel in its war with Hamas and condemn rising anti-Semitism.